good thoughts from the Word for Today daily devotional.
From Romans chapter 8, verse 6, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The Bible says, those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The presence of God in your life comes through the Holy Spirit working to bring peace and shift anxiety. You either give control of your mind over to external influences or circumstances, or to the Holy Spirit. What would a life like that look like? Well, imagine not being so fearful anymore. Imagine facing financial difficulties or an irate boss with inner poison resolve. Imagine receiving bad news and generating constructive ways to solve the problem rather than mentally spiraling through the worst case scenarios. Imagine facing rejection and obstacles without giving in to discouragement. Imagine acknowledging the mistakes you've made and moving confidently into the future. And imagine doing all this with God as your partner. Imagine people around you coming to you when they're upset or discouraged because your peace of mind is contagious. That's part of what God's called you to do every day. When you bump into people who are stressed and transmitting distress to others, you're supposed to be a peace disseminator. Jesus carried peace with him wherever he went. When the disciples were terrified by the storm, he simply said to the waves, "Peace, be still." And it happened. Peace doesn't come from finding a lake with no storms. It comes from knowing Jesus is on your boat, and with him on board, no storm can take you under. From Vision's Word for Today, a Spirit-controlled mind.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at thewordfortoday.org.au. Thewordfortoday.org.au.